Cardiac drift is the gradual rise in heart rate during sustained exercise, even when pace and effort remain constant. For endurance athletes, especially marathon runners, it is a key physiological challenge because it can reduce efficiency, increase perceived effort, and impair performance over time. The main cause is the body's need to manage heat. During prolonged exercise, blood is redirected from the core to the skin to release heat. This reduces stroke volume, the amount of blood pumped with each heartbeat. To maintain oxygen delivery to working muscles, the heart must beat faster. Dehydration further lowers blood volume, increasing the heart's workload. Electrolyte imbalances, especially sodium depletion, can worsen the effect by disrupting fluid balance and muscle function. In marathon training, cardiac drift can lead to premature fatigue, reduced oxygen utilization, and a higher risk of overtraining. It may force athletes to slow down, shorten sessions, or avoid planned intensity, which can interfere with training adaptations. In races, it often becomes most noticeable in the later stages, when reduced oxygen and nutrient delivery to muscles can cause pace to decline. Dehydration and electrolyte imbalance can also increase the risk of cramping and further strain the cardiovascular system. Several factors influence how severe cardiac drift becomes. High heat and humidity place extra demand on thermoregulation. Wind and sun exposure can increase fluid loss. Inadequate hydration or electrolyte intake before and during exercise raises the risk. Fitness level matters, too. Better trained athletes with stronger cardiovascular systems typically experience less drift. Pacing strategy is also important. Starting too fast or failing to adjust as fatigue builds can make drift worse. Managing cardiac drift requires both training and race day strategies. During training, athletes should prioritize hydration and electrolyte balance, use heart rate zones to control intensity, and allow enough recovery between hard sessions. Gradual acclimatization to expected race conditions, such as heat and humidity, can also help the body adapt. Monitoring heart rate throughout training allows runners to detect early drift and adjust pace before it becomes problematic. On race day, a clear hydration and fueling plan is essential. Athletes should base fluid and electrolyte intake on individual sweat rate, body weight, and tolerance. A conservative early pace can prevent excessive cardiovascular strain. Cooling strategies, such as pouring water over the head or using cooling towels, can help reduce heat stress. Lightweight, moisture-wicking clothing also supports evaporative cooling and comfort. Heart rate monitoring is one of the most practical tools for managing drift. It helps athletes establish personal training zones, keep workouts within appropriate intensity ranges, identify drift early, and track recovery and adaptation over time. This makes training more precise and reduces the chance of overexertion. To reduce cardiac drift over the long term, endurance athletes can build cardiovascular endurance through targeted workouts. Tempo runs and threshold efforts improve the ability to sustain higher paces. Hill training strengthens the cardiovascular system and can improve running economy. Interval training can raise aerobic capacity and lactate threshold. Long runs with pace variations can simulate race conditions and help the body adapt to changing demands. Real-world examples show that successful marathoners often manage drift through discipline and personalization. Eliud Kipchoge is known for using heart rate data to guide pace and effort. Shalane Flanagan has emphasized the importance of hydration and fueling for maintaining performance. Des Linden used cooling tactics during her 2018 Boston Marathon victory to cope with heat and humidity. The key takeaway is that cardiac drift is normal but manageable. It is not something to ignore, but it is also not a sign of failure. Athletes should monitor their responses, experiment with hydration, pacing, cooling, and training methods, and adjust based on individual needs. Personalized testing, such as lactate threshold testing, can help identify optimal training zones, but the core principle remains the same. Understand your physiology, control intensity, and support hydration and recovery. For many runners, working with a coach or sports physiologist can provide the structure and feedback needed to turn cardiac drift from a limiting factor into a manageable part of marathon performance.